This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Okay, yesterday I was so off on my days. Today's Wednesday, right? It's Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday.
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
It is Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
It's the start of Lent today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I remember.
So.
Because Friday's the fish.
I was so messed up on my days yesterday for
Friday's
some reason.
Friday's the first day of fish at St. Mary's.
Yes, that's correct. So.
That's all right. I'm still froggy.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And Party Line is brought to you by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now on 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton, Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. Just a reminder here, we have basketball action coming up Friday night. Mm-hmm. It's Carroll at Taylor. Game time on that is 7:30. And you can watch that, of course, on HoosierlandTV.com. And that's our last regular season game before we start talking about sectional.
Sunday they will do the draws for sectionals.
And then sectionals, you will listen to those right here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we need to thank the folks that help us bring you Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. What's the chance that we're going to have more showers today?
Pretty good. Actually, it's going to be showers every day until Saturday, and then Saturday it turns because it's going to be colder. Saturday and Sunday we have a chance of the little white things floating around.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
It was so nice. I wore my flip-flops out to take the dogs out this morning. It was great.
A little bit of, you know, sunshine mixed in with stuff. It's going to be, everything's going to be scattered. I think the heavy stuff is going to stay south of us.
So you're saying we're going to have all four seasons in 1 week?
It's Indiana.
Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah.
It does happen
pretty
that
much,
way.
Pretty much, pretty much. Because they're talking thunderstorms and everything, too. So, but again, like I said, a lot of it, it's a cold front that's coming in. That's what's pushing the, we got the warm air coming up from the south, and then we've got the cold front coming in from the northwest, and they're going to meet. And, of course, they always like to meet over Indiana for some reason.
Party. So, it's a good party state.
Yeah. Not the party I want.
I know.
You know. But I think the majority of the thunderstorms and stuff are going to stay south of us. We might see a little bit.
Just wanted to remind everybody as well that if you have students or grandkids, nieces and nephews who are getting ready to go to college, Indiana's largest FAFSA filing event is coming up. You can get free help with your filing for FAFSA, and that's coming up on Sunday, and you can do that at collegegoalsunday.org. So I just wanted to let folks know about that because it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, it's not. And check with your schools, too, because I know all the schools, all our local schools offer classes in that as well.
Well, I think the problem is it's coming up like very soon.
It is. It is. It's March.
So
all that stuff is coming up. And like I said, all the local schools offer help with that, too, as well. If you can't make that particular thing, check with your local high schools. Also, Community Foundation scholarship deadline.
March 1st. first.
Yep. So if your kid or grandkid hasn't got that done yet, I don't care what their grade point average is, fill it out. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a 4.0. There's a lot of scholarships out there that are specialty scholarships for what the child wants to go into,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily what their grade point average is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, fill it out.
Also, today is not only Ash Wednesday, it's also National Battery Day. I thought this was interesting. Batteries are one of the most stolen items from hotels. So many people take them out of the TV remote controls that a lot of hotels have secretly added hidden fees to cover the cost of the batteries. Benjamin Franklin first coined the term battery in 1748, and a practical version of a battery was invented in the year 1800 by an Italian guy named Volta, henceforth the Volt. Huh. I didn't know that so many batteries were stolen. I suppose, though, we have so many electric things we're taking, traveling with now.
Yeah, but maybe, good grief.
You're that's not a lot of batteries.
Enough, you're not smart enough to take your own charger or batteries. That's your problem. You know?
Well, it became the hotel's problem.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's ridiculous.
That is a little silly, isn't it? By the way, just to make us feel, I don't know if it makes you feel younger or older, but John Travolta is 72 today.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis DeYoung from Styx, almost 80. He's 79 today. Yoko Ono is 93. Oh, Molly Ringwald, babe of the 80s and early 90s. She's 58 today. And Vanna White is 69 today.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a few.
And just got remarried not too long ago.
Just got remarried, yes. I saw that as well.
Yeah. So kudos to her.
We have a guest scheduled this morning. We're not sure if he's running behind or forgot or got busy, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
we totally understand.
His line of work, we understand. So.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
Just as a reminder, if you're somebody that's interested in taking the Serve Safe Food Protection class, you need to register for that today with the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And that will be, I was looking at that. Is today the last day to register? Or is it? I don't know. If you're interested, call them. You do have to register, but check them out over there. They'll have more information on it for you about ServSafe. Also, we heard about it yesterday from Laura Archibald, that pound class that's mm-hmm. coming up tomorrow. That's from 4 until 4:30 at Trinity Hope Center. I think that one sounds fun. That's the one where you use the drumsticks.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you can visualize what you want to do with them.
Or who you want to do it to with them.
Pretty much. That's what I was thinking.
The Clinton Central Athletics Program is hosting a Dine to Donate. And that is today, Wednesday, February 18th, 11 o'clock until 9 at the Angry Donkey in Michigan Town. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Clinton Central Athletic Program. So I don't think you have to take in a certificate or anything. I think you can just go and enjoy. And but that is tonight. And I did not plan on cooking this evening, so because I knew there was a Dine to Donate. So I'm like, it's a great time to do that. Is our guest joining us? Oh, okay. We do have a guest, not our scheduled guest, but Russ is with us. Hey, Russ, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to cheer you up on the cold weather coming. I think I could actually make you happy.
Okay.
That the cold weather is coming. Are you ready?
I'm sitting down.
We're making maple syrup out of Camp Cullum, and actually, Nick Ashley was very concerned that he was not going to have cold enough weather to really pump that maple syrup out of those maple trees. And he was delighted that the cold weather is coming in, because you got to have cold weather, then warm afternoons, and cold overnight and warm. You got to. That's what does the work on getting this maple syrup.
So basically, you're telling us it's his fault.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll dox him, and you can go ahead and protest. But we have 100 maple trees out at Camp Cullum are tapped right now. 100, and working right now. Drip, 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 drip.
Well, he's going to be joining us on the show in early March to talk about that.
Yep.
Great. That's great. And that's going to be March 14th, 15th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday from 8 to 11 on Saturday. And for the church folks, it's 11 to 2 on Sunday. It's going to be at the Lodge, and they'll do a maple syrup demo. And, of course, it's Camp Column, a pancake breakfast with sausage and gravy and biscuits and coffee and juice and all that good stuff.
It's all you can eat, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. They had doing the pancakes down to a science. We got the Kiwanis Club pancake grills. They gave us one or two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really a nice gift.
Yeah, it's definitely a day and an event where you take your cholesterol medicine in the morning and then go.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well, I went last year, and I thought it was very interesting. We went, and we watched it and walked around, and then we had pancakes and sausage, and it was a great morning. I loved it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, see the whole process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're going to have 8 vendors there this year. We only had 2 or 3 last year, and so we're more than doubling our vendor count, and they'll be selling honey, homemade honey, and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, today, we'll get into the 60s. Tomorrow, again, a chance of showers. It looks like a high near about 60. Friday, the wind comes in, 53. And then Saturday, you're right, Russ. We start out at 26. We get up to 39. Sunday, 24 to 30. Monday, 22 to 31. And Tuesday, back down in the teens. So we better have some good syrup.
That's great. Oh, we're going to make a lot of maple syrup. I love it.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. It's not flying weather today, is it?
No, I've been thinking about that. I'm getting all my, the planes are getting annualed and all ready. I have one up at Northern Indiana, the powered parachute, and I just talked to him yesterday. And I've got to have a new handle on it because it was vibrating when I landed. Whenever I landed, that little handle was going, get. So I had to get that replaced.
And I sent my son up with you? Just kidding.
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, no, it was the best. He still talks about it. Quincy still talks about how fun that was and how cool it was.
Oh,
that
sure.
was a great experience for him.
I'm sure.
So sometimes I'll just lay in bed or lay in a, if I didn't, you know, if I want to calm my mind and I'll think of some of the powered parachute flights I've had and flying, contour flying right over the cornfields or the wheat fields
Well, and some of the photos that you and Sue have just of the sunsets and things like, I mean, talk about beautiful.
Yeah, we can make the sun go up. The sun sets and then if I go right toward it, and get my elevation high, I can make the sun unset. I can make the ball go up on the horizon. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
Russ, I know you've done a lot of that up around, you know, I don't live that far from you. And I know you've done a lot of that up through that area. Have you had the opportunity to, because we've talked often about the amount of eagle's nests that we have now in our area. Have you had an opportunity to see some of that and see them in flight?
I have never seen, I've seen hawks and birds and Canadian geese. I actually was trying to catch up with a Canadian geese V formation, but I couldn't catch them if they were going too fast. But I've seen monarch butterflies, but I have never seen bald eagles. One time I did see these migrating monarch butterflies. It was beautiful. And I got into a cluster of them, and I was trying to be careful, but, you know, what can you do? They know what they're doing. They know how to get out of your way, pretty much. But they were migrating, and I'd never seen anything like it.
Well, that had to be fascinating, especially with them being that high. I wouldn't have thought they would get, butterfly would get that high.
Well, if I remember right, I do a lot of flying at 200 or 300 feet, you know, to a couple hundred feet. So it is true. One thing that struck me is of all the birds out there, almost all of them are within 100 feet of the ground. You just don't see that many birds over a couple hundred feet. They're just not up there. Now, sand cranes, and most of that bird activity is in the in the canopy, pretty much.
Hmm. Yeah, I love to hear the sandhill cranes come. You can hear them more than you can see them sometimes. Yes, yeah, I love that.
And sometime we get lucky, and I think one night we counted 40, in one night it was 45 deer, but there were like 26 in one cluster that night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, very fun.
Carroll County has a lot of wildlife.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just saw an eagle coming home from Carroll County when I was up there Tuesday.
Yeah, because the Wabash River helped.
Mm-hmm. There was an eagle just off the road. He'd found something and was eating something off, was eating something off the side of the road. So, hey, tonight, Russ, do you know what's happening at the Mulberry Centennial Park? It's Convo with the Commish. It's to have a conversation with Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer. And that's happening at the Mulberry Centennial Park Shelter. That's at 123 South Glick Street. That starts at 6 p.m. So if you would like to have a conversation with Jordan Brewer, here's your chance, folks. It is tonight.
Okay. That's at the Mulberry Park.
That's correct.
I used to play baseball at that park.
You and a lot of others, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I pitched a game, and my coach put me in and wanted me to pitch. And I think I survived, but I wasn't great at it, that's for sure. Evidenced by the fact that I wasn't pitching the next game, I don't think.
Well, we didn't have they had baseball, but they didn't have softball. And when I was in high school for girls yet, so I did not get to play the softball.
No, they didn't have, well, of course, I was before you, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got to play summer leagues.
There was a fundraiser years ago to put a swimming pool there. And a lot of people in the Mulberry area contributed money to put a swimming pool in at the Mulberry Park. And they could never quite raise enough money, but they tried. That mm-hmm. was back in probably the mid-60s.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Russell.
All right.
All right. You guys have a good day.
I hope it gets real cold.
Well, it sounds like it's going to, so you'll get your wish.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. By the way, you haven't been watching the Olympics, have you?
Yeah.
Have you? I've watched every night. It's my favorite two weeks of the year.
It depends. TV-wise. I get to watch for so long, and then somebody has to take control of the TV and watch his crap, but that's not the point.
Tell me how you really feel.
You can only watch so many reruns of NCIS and that kind of stuff. But anyway.
Also happening in our community, Sparkling Success Leadership Series. Tomorrow is the last day to get registered for that because the series begins again for the year next week. So looking forward to that coming up. Mm-hmm. The actual series day is the 26th, but registration is due by tomorrow. So just a reminder about that as well.
I'm looking forward to hearing what Cindy Hoy has to say.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it as well. So those are some of the things happening in our community. Russ was talking about the cold. It sounds like the start of the next Jurassic Park movie, but check this out. Some scientists in Romania, this scares me, have dug up a strain of bacteria that was buried in 5,000-year-old ice. And no matter what they've tried, they say the stuff will not die. They found that the ancient bacteria are immune to all the modern antibiotics that they've tested on them. Now, there is a little bit of good news here if you can find some, and that is that studying this could inspire an even better antibiotic. And as long as that block stays frozen, we should be good. That's the part that scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Because COVID was supposed to stay in the lab, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, fingers crossed, but
yeah.
When they find things like that, it's a little...
If it's frozen, then how do they know what works on it and what doesn't? There's got to be something that's not frozen that they're testing.
Right. Right.
So.
That's a little... Dun-dun-dun. Okay, now we heard yesterday from Laura about the new TikTok challenge that was not a good one. It was the Benadryl.
Yes.
But for once, TikTok might be onto something. This is called the 2739 challenge. So here's the deal. You skip buying lunch, and instead, you put away $27.39 every single day? First of all, I want to know who's spending darn that near much money, 30 yeah. bucks on lunch every day. Where are you going?
Yeah, heck yeah. I cringe when it's $7.
So maybe this is like a big city thing, but I was like, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, you can have a heck of a lunch for that. But after a year, you'll have nearly 10 grand. It's supposed to make saving that much cash seem less daunting, except it's now spawning other more extreme movements like never leaving the house, I guess. But, I mean, you could also just put $850 a month away if you wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there an easier way to do that?
But I guess, I get it. I mean, if you're somebody that was eating out every day and they start taking their lunch every day, that's a huge difference. $10,000 almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I see it. In perspective, yeah.
Right, yeah. Interesting. Now, you were talking about holding the remote, but do you and Larry go to bed at the same time?
No.
Okay. Is he in bed first, or are you in bed first?
He's asleep when he hits a chair. Are you kidding me?
Does it's he like, sleep in the chair all night, though?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not going to wake his butt up.
Going to bed at the same time as your spouse, it doesn't guarantee a happy marriage. But a new study has found that at least they fight less and do more of the, you know, other thing that happens in the bedroom. Researchers found that the typical American couple had a bedtime gap of an hour and 20 minutes. But those who went to bed at or around the same time were happier together, felt closer to their spouse, and even got busy more, regardless of whether they were early birds or night owls.
I get a lot more done because he's asleep.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
That's when I can get things accomplished.
Yeah, exactly.
Laundry, dishes, all these other things that need to be done. So,
Well,
I'll just leave it there. I won't make
the comments. I'll just
leave that one there. Uh-huh. There's a strange topic for people to talk about right now, and it is strange food toppings. So there's a survey that people put out. What are some of the strangest things that you put on top of food? And I don't know where, I mean, ranch on pizza is a huge, all my kids do it. Then they brought some kids in and they said, where's the ranch? So it's not just my kids. I mean, it's a generational thing, I guess. So I thought that was weird at first, but I'm finding Carl does it. Carl's ranch on pizza.
On any pizza or certain types of pizza?
No, any kind of pizza. Mm. So Carl does it too. But here's some other ones that the internet threw out. Hot sauce on oatmeal. I don't like hot sauce. So.
No, but God, anything on oatmeal would make it taste better.
Not an oatmeal fan, huh?
No.
Oh, they have that nice cinnamon apple oatmeal now.
No.
How about this one? Mustard on potato chips.
Mustard?
Mm-hmm. I'm really not surprised about that. Think of all the different kinds of potato chips there are now. Like at the holidays, we've tried the mashed potatoes and gravy, the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
And what was the other one that was so fun that time of this mashed potatoes and gravy? I don't know. There was a bunch of them that were Thanksgiving themed, and we tried those, and some were better than others. We'll just say that. Maple syrup on scrambled eggs.
Mm. I'm not a syrup person, so it wouldn't matter.
Honey on eggs.
Not a honey person either.
Are you a ketchup on eggs?
No.
Some people do that, and I know you like ketchup, but...
I like ketchup on potatoes, but not...
I'm not big on eggs, believe it or not. We have chickens, and I'm not big on eggs, but whatever. And, this just sounds gross. I'm sorry. Popcorn in milk, like cereal.
Ooh.
That was kind of the same. I was like...
I don't know. I haven't tried that. I have not ever tried that. I guess it would depend on the popcorn. If it was kettle corn, it'd be sweet. It'd almost be like having, corn pops?
Maybe that's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Popcorn and pickle juice.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
Have you not tried that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually good.
So what do? Just drizzle it on your popcorn instead of butter?
You can.
Okay.
If you go to a place that has the flavored popcorn, you can just pick up the dill.
Dill chips.
Yeah.
So I kind of get popcorn. The theory.
The chips are, I don't like the chips. I don't like it with potatoes. But I do like it. I do like the dill popcorn.
Yeah. One of our daughters, she drinks the juice right out of the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And No, I don't. But mm-hmm. I'm not a pickle gal.
Yeah. Oh, I love pickles. I really like pickles as long as they're not the spicy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like that.
Sure. A couple of things Liz wanted us to remind everybody about today as well is Big Deals has been gearing up and ramping up as we get into the kind of summer season. And a couple of things. Don't forget Hope Collective. You can get a $10 certificate for just $5. Hope Collective is a resale boutique, but they've got more than just clothing there. It's a really great little shop. And so check them out. You can get certificates here.
Well, Laura was talking yesterday. She bought a couple of sweaters in there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You can get a 4-piece audio pack, which is an $82 value for just $40. Now, I don't know what's in that.
Headphones, and I think there might even be earbuds, a little bit of everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Might be a speaker. I can't. Liz showed it to me. I can't remember what all was in it.
And then as you're thinking about spring, I notice this sometimes when I'm driving by. Oh, that. Like, I noticed my own house, one side needs power washed, mm-hmm. the siding. So if you would like to get some pressure washing done, whether it's your siding, maybe some concrete, whatever, you can get a $250 certificate for pressure washing services from Patrick's Pro Wash for just $125. So those are the things you can look forward to at Big Deals. Plus others, I'm working on some more right now. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of appointments this week, so you should see some new things hopefully coming soon to the Big Deals tab. And again, all you have to do is go to welovebigdeals.com, or you can go to Clinton, Carroll, or BoonCountyDailyNews.com and click the Big Deals tab. So anything else we need to touch on before we...
Well, Mardi Gras is going on.
Oh,
or
that's
will be going
right.
on up at Delphi.
That's right.
So lots of Did stuff going that? On for that.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
You can visit all, I'm going to say all the businesses up there at Delphi are going to have special things going on during their Mardi Gras style. And that's February 21st, which is what, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a one-day event.
Saturday.
And Mel, of course, mentioned it earlier, but don't forget you can get your fish dinners Friday, starting this Friday through March 27th. And that's with our friends at St. Mary's Catholic Church. It's the annual Knights of Columbus Lenten Fish Fry. And, of course, the menu is fish, baked potato or French fries, coleslaw or applesauce, pie and desserts, iced tea, lemonade or coffee. Soft drinks are available as well. And that's 600 St. Mary's Avenue.
Yeah.
And then the legislative breakfast is on Saturday as well, bright and early, 8 o'clock. And so you can check that out. And then also the Carroll County Young Wranglers 4-H Club is having their fish and chicken fry.
Mm-hmm.
This is eat-in or takeout as well, and that is Saturday. It begins at 4:30 there at the 4-H building. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good.
Oh, there's karaoke also Saturday night, and this is at Trinity Hope Center. So
yeah,
if you are...
Family recovery event.
Nobody wants to hear me sing. And Saturday, by the way, if you live in the Michigan Town area, if not, it is worth the drive. Prep and Go is having breakfast this Saturday. Biscuits and gravy, breakfast pizza, and sourdough French toast. Overflow Coffee will be there as well. Their breakfast pizza is amazing. I'm just telling you, I usually get a couple and I put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can have some later. Good stuff. So, all right. Is our other guest here yet?
I don't know. I saw Jason take off, so...
Maybe. Okay. Our next guest coming up. I did hear from our other guest. Something came up from him this morning, so we totally understand. So Dr. Matt Rota, superintendent of the Community Schools of Frankfort, he will be joining us just shortly right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.